kids, I should have started with the very first thing as Rabbit Rabbit. That's right. Rabbit Rabbit. It is the first day of August, Sunday, August 1st, 2016. Rabbit Rabbit, what the hell does that mean? Does that, a Pride 48 family members will know very well what that means, but you know, I think it's just superstition, right? It's just all superstition.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Rabbit, rabbit, what the hell does that mean?
Rabbit, rabbit. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2307 of the BFO for Thirsty, the 1st of December 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Yo, we're gonna open crema cards, and can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, everybody, we hear it, we hear it, we hear it. Hello, whores. Big Fatty, why are you calling them whores? No, not whores, whores. Oh, well, what the hell's the difference? Well, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Yo, since it is the 1st of December, you're whores, so ho, ho, ho. Big Fatty, as opposed to ho, 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 baby, yes. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you're just tickling. You're tickling yourself. You're just all, you're all giggly. Oh, poor McGrady. Hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on a hump day, y'all went to the Von's East, picked up a few provisions. Big Fatty got to fill the larder. It's true. I'm going to make some of my lemon chicken soup. So, y'all, they had the orzo pasta on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got a box here. I got a couple of red onions. I got me 3 lemons. I was going to have the fried chicken bazooms for my lunch. But, y'all, by the time I got there, they had already sold out. And I said, well, I'll come back around on the way out, and I'll pick them up then. And y'all, there was a line, and there must have been 6 or 8 people deep. So, y'all, I just picked up some chicken tenders they had in the chilled chilled food case, so I got that for my lunch. Y'all, they had the Edie's ice cream, buy one, get one free, so I got, what did I get, chocolate, double chocolate brownie bits or something like that, I don't know. Y'all, I got me some Worcestershire sauce, so I can make my nuts and bolts this weekend. Had to get some garlic powder to do that. Y'all got to have oregano and matchstick carrots for my soup. Got a bag of the spinach bacon solid for lunch one day this week. Y'all, I needed a little. I was out of ham. Big Fatty, what is wrong with you? So I picked up a package of honey ham. It was on sale. Y'all, they had the big container of fresh pineapple chunks, buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Yes, Big Fatty. Got some celery hearts, a dozen eggs. And y'all, I picked up a little quart of milk also. Yes, Big Fatty. I had to ask for my senior citizens discount. Big Fatty, you must have looked 59 instead of, I guess so. Y'all, only spent 90. No, I didn't. I only spent $38.93, but I saved $14.25. Yes, Big Fatty.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess y'all, it's the 1st of December, so it's time to start opening the Grimma Cards. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, by the way, I forgot to put the picture up on yesterday's little show of the calendar and the postcards from Miss Bacon, so I'll put it up today along with today's Grimma Cards. Y'all, I'll, every time I open the cards, I'll put a picture up so you can see them. But y'all, you know, I got my first Grimma card. Y'all, it was postmarked on the 26th of October. And y'all, it's from Dennis out there in the Colorado Springs. Big Fatty. And y'all, so we're going to go ahead and read it now. Yes, Big Fatty, poor Dennis has been waiting more than a month. It's true. Y'all, it's a lovely Big Fatty. It's got glitter all over it. Is, you know, Big Fatty loves a glitter card and a foil envelope, y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not. Y'all, it's a park bench, covered in snow, glistening snow. Big Fatty, glistening snow. And y'all, you open it up and it says, Big Fatty from the Colorado Springs. In the quiet moments of the holiday, may you find peace and joy. Merry Grandma, Bah Humbug, Dennis Big Fatty. It's lovely. Well, it is lovely. And Dennis, thank you so much for the card. And Big Fatty will get one in the mail to you. Y'all, just a reminder, if you want a card from Big Fatty, just send me an e-letter, and I'll send you the address here to the villa. Y'all, our next card is from the patron saint of the BFO, and y'all, it's got little stickers on there that says Happy Nude Year. Big Fatty, that says new, not nude. Oh. And y'all, it is in a foil lined envelope. Big Fatty, you love the foil lined envelope. And oh, and it's got glitter on the card. Big Fatty, the patron saint, knows you. And y'all, it's gorgeous. It's got these lovely glistening pine cones on it, and it says Merry Crema. And y'all, you open it up, and it says, the best of wishes to you and yours for a wonderful Crema season. Big Fatty and Poop. Big Fatty, it's for me too. It says, I hope you both have a wonderful Crema and a very happy New Year. Poodle, hope you get both Crema and New Year's cake. Big Fatty, I hope I get Crema and New Year's cake too. Love, Tim and Ron. Well, Tim and Ron, thank you so much. That really is a gorgeous card. And so we'll get a card in the mail to you. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, our next one. Y'all, your former lurker. Randy in the Penis Slivania. Yes, Big Fatty. And so we're going to open his card up now and let's see what we got here. Let's just see. Yes, Big Fatty. It's a. Big Fatty, look! It's poinsettias and they've got glitter on them. Yes, Big Fatty. They're just glistening poinsettias. Yes, Big Fatty. And it says, wishing you happiness in all the traditions of the season. Merry Christmas. Much love from Penislivania, Randy and Tom. Big Fatty, thank you for the many hours of laughter. Although we've never met, I feel like you are a close friend. Yes! Yeah, I see y'all. Last time we were over here at Spotting Big Fatty, that veritable Virgo had spotted Big Fatty on the TV machine in the old Natterer on the Hill little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that Peter G. That Peter G has spotted Big Fatty, and y'all, he's on a button. And the button says, I am proud of my hairy balls. Big Fatty. And it says, BF's campaign slogan didn't get him elected. Poor Big Fatty. No, Big Fatty, it didn't get you elected. But now people are always yelling, hey, Harry. Y'all, Veritable Virgo also spotted Big Fatty in a rare copy of the old Sears and Roebuck catalog showing Big Fatty strutting his stuff. and roping in the gentleman callers even back then. Big Fatty, you in your underpants. Nobody's ever seen you in those. And y'all, then Peter G spotted Big Fatty and says, "All hail the Pork Queen Fatty." And Big Fatty's there, and he's evidently got a sash on that says National Poke Queen. Now, y'all, on yesterday's little show, we announced the new contest for Crema content that Digga did this brand new bumper for. Miss Bacon is sponsoring for a $50 gift card. And y'all, of course, there's already confusion. Moose P says, "We've got to provide relevant comments. How's that possible? Does that mean we'll have real content in December?" Once again, Miss Bacon has made an impossible contest. And then the Laughing Buddha says, "Have I won yet? Did I win? Did I win? Big Fatty, they're all confused. It doesn't start till Monday, everybody. Big Fatty." Yeah, Gussie, y'all, a couple of things here that the turnip head has sent to Big Fatty. Y'all, the first one. The first one is, it says, "Kid writes home after joining the Marines." And y'all are just going to read this to you. Big Fatty, Fatty, I'm going to love that. Y'all, this says, "A young farm kid wrote home after joining the Marines with this hilarious letter. A version of this has been floating around the web for a while, but a reader recently submitted this slightly altered version, and it's a great read. It says, 'Dear Ma and Pa, I am well. Hope you are. Tell Brother Walt and Brother Elmer the Marine Corps beats working for old man Mitch by a mile. Tell them to join up quick before all the places are filled. I was restless at first because you get to stay in bed till nearly 6 a.m. in the morning, but I am getting used to it, so I like to sleep late. Tell Walt and Elma all you do before Brofkus is smooth your cot and shine some things. There are no hogs to slop, feed to pitch, mash to mix, wood to split, or fire to lay. There's practically nothing to do. Men gotta shave, but it's not so bad. There's warm water. Breakfast is strong on the trimmings like fruit juice, cereal, eggs, bacon, etc., but kind of weak on chops, potatoes, ham, steak, fried eggplant, pie, and other regular food. But tell Walt and Elma you can always sit by the two city boys that live off the coffrey. Their food plus yours will hold you till noon when you get fed again, and it's no wonder these city boys can't walk much. And speaking of walking much, we go on route marches, which the platoon sergeant says are long walks to hardness. If he thinks so, it's not my place to tell him any different, but a route march is about as far as to our mailbox and home. Then the city guys get sore feet and we all ride back in trucks. The sergeant is like a school teacher. He nags a lot. The captain is like the school board, and the majors and colonels just ride around and frown. They don't bother you none. This next will kill Walt and Elma with laughter. I keep getting medals for shooting. I don't know why. The bullseye's nearly as big as a chipmunk's head and don't move. And it ain't shooting at you like the Hickett boys at home. All you gotta do is lie there all comfortable and hit it. You don't even load your own cartridges. They come in boxes. Then we have what they call hand-to-hand combat training. Well, you get to wrestle with them city boys. I have to be real careful, though. They break real easy. It ain't like fighting with that old bull at home. I'm about the best they got on this, except for that Tug Jordan from over in Silver Lake. I only beat him once. He joined up the same time as me, but I'm only 5'6" and 130 pounds, and he's 6'8" and and nearly 300 pounds dry. Be sure to tell Walt and Elma to hurry and join before other fellers get onto this setup and come stampeding in. Your loving daughter, Alice. Betty. That's a good one. Turnipin, thank you so much for that one. I absolutely, absolutely loved that one. I've got something else here from the Turnipin. Let me just see where it is here. Bing, Fetty, where is it? It's right here. Oh, y'all, it was a video. It's a video, and y'all, I'm gonna post the link to this video because it is absolutely hysterical because y'all, it's about Granny. It's about Granny and his toilet habits. So y'all, y'all, that's those chicken fingers. Y'all head on over there to the BFO today, and go. Go take a look at that video. It'll be there in the show notes. Y'all, Turnipad then sends me a message. So I just read this from an acquaintance of mine, and it says, and this is a quote: "Really regretting eavesdropping on a conversation between two work colleagues. One of them is going to Hamilton for the weekend." Now, y'all, that's the city up there in northern Mexico. Broadway show. I'm going. One of them is going to Hamilton for the weekend, and the other inadvertently poops during sex. Big Fatty, you're talking about Granny again? No, because that would imply that. Granny has sex. Oh, Big Fatty, that's right. I don't know, and it says, I don't know which to be more disgusted by. Big Fatty, I'd always be more disgusted by Granny having sex. Well, I think you're probably right. And y'all, then, the last thing that the Turnip Head sent me, y'all, after that Florence Henderson, she was on that Brady Bunch, that Fidel Castro died. And y'all, somebody, I don't know who it was, but they posted on the Twitty, the next day after Florence Henderson, Fidel Castro died, and somebody said, "Well, I guess Fidel Castro couldn't think of living in a world without Florence Henderson." But y'all, that's not what Turniphead sent me. Y'all, he sent me a picture, and y'all, it's the picture, the nine squares. It looks like the tic-tac-toe board with the Mrs. Brady and Mr. Brady and the three girls and the three boys and Alice in the middle. And Turniphead says, "This is so inappropriate and yet so funny at the same time, because it's true. Since you like the Hollywood squares, I thought you might find it funny also. If not, I'm so sorry, but y'all, I found it funny." It's like the tic-tac-toe board, and in the center on the bottom row is Mr. Brady, and there's a red X through it. And then there's Alice in the middle with a red X, because y'all, they're both dead. And y'all, then the quote on here says, "I'll take Florence Henderson for the win, please, be Fanny." Oh, dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a fabulous, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, it's the 1st of December. Y'all, it's cold front moving through Charleston. Y'all, it was when I woke up on Wednesday morning, it was 70 degrees. Thank goodness we're going to be a little more cool. I won't say it'll be cold, but it'll at least feel a little bit more like December. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that George in Atlanta. George, I know it's the first day of December. Any words of wisdom that you'd like to share with the listeners of a Big Fatty?
Rabbit, what the hell does that mean?
Well, in the words of Vicki Lawrence, well, how the hell should I know?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.